Yuma Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel 7-3. We now continue with the Seder of the Avodah of the Yom Kippur service led by the Kohen Gadol, and we're nearing the end. In addition to what we said so far, there are a number of musafim, additional animal sacrifices that are brought on Yom Kippur, and those musafim are listed in Parshas Pinchas and Sefer Bamidbar, the fourth of the five Chumashim, Books of Moses, and that's true for essentially all the musafin, all the different additional offerings that are brought for all the various holidays, Shabbos, etc. The main part of what we've learned up to now, everything has come from Parshas Acharei Mos, which is in Vayikra, the third of the five books of Moses, and that being the case, chronologically, everything we saw up to now was referenced in Psukim that come earlier in the chronology of the reading of the Sefer Torah than what comes in the fourth book of Bamidbar for the Musafim. Our Mishnah wants to set forth the order of all of the additional offerings that we have not mentioned up to now. Now, besides for the fact that the Mishnah itself is rather difficult to read, and the proper understanding of the Mishnah is really a lot more than meets the eye, you should know that there are a number of different shitas on the correct order of these various offerings. I'm going to ignore everything that's beyond the page here, and the page itself, our Mishnah, will give us enough to worry about, that's for sure. So let's just talk about what we're going to see here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to deal with a variety of different korbanos. To keep it clear in your head, let's just go over all the animals you have to worry about. We're going to have a total of two bulls, two rams, two goats, and seven sheep. Okay, the two bulls is the bull we saw up to now. That was the bull for the Kohen and his family and the Kohanim, whose blood was offered with the one up and seven down, etc. The total of 43 all in. The other bull is part of the Musafin, and it's called the bull that's offered outside on the outer altar, and it's an Ola. Unlike the bull on the inside, which is a kind of Chatas, the second bull, the Musaf, is on the outer altar is an Ola, holy burned offering. Then we have two rams. These rams are mentioned in the verses in Acharei Mos, in Vayikra. One is for the Kohen Gadol, and one is for the people. Now, according to the way that the Tanaim and our Mishnah learn it here, there's a ram mentioned in Pinchas as part of the Musafim. These Tanaim learn that the same ram, which is referred to in Vayikra as the Isle of the People, is the Isle, the ram, that's part of the Musaf, the burnt offering, mentioned in Pinchas there in Bamidbar. In addition, we have two goats. One goat we saw already, that was the Seir Hanisraf, the goat that was offered on the, whose blood was brought on the inside and in the Eichel, adding up to a total of 43, that story, and which was burned in the previous Mishnah. In addition, as part of the Musaf offerings, we have a goat, which is the goat that's done, that's Nase B'chutz, it's done on the outer altar. That goat is a Chatas offering, but it's a part of the Musaf and brought on the outside. I'm not mentioning the Seir Lazazel, the scapegoat, that's would be a third goat if you want to keep track of the goats. Then we have the seven sheep, and these seven sheep are the Kivsei Shana, they're the B'nei Shana, they're the seven goats, excuse me, the seven sheep that are brought, yearling sheep, as part of the burnt offerings, also as part of the Musaf in addition. So that's it, two bulls, two rams, two goats, seven sheep. Now, the Mishnah says, now we're going to pause that thought, we're going to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah is picking up where things left off. So in stage two of the five stages of Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol was in his Big Day Lavan, the last thing that happened, we said that they sent off the scapegoat, and then either he could change or stain his clothing, and then we saw the Kriyas HaTorah earlier in the Perek. So now, he might have changed, he might have not have changed, we said. Now we're going to go into focusing on stage three, where he gets back into his Big Day Zahav, his usual eight vestments that the Kohen Gadol always wears, and he'll do basically the offerings we'll see now of the day. These musafim. So now, the Mishnah says, "Im bevigdei butz kore." If he had read the Kriyas HaTorah wearing his special white clothing that are specific for Yom Kippur. So now it's time for him to get changed. So, kidesh yado v'raglav, he'll have to wash his hands. As we said, every time he's washed his hands before he removes it, according to the halacha, the chum. Pashat, he takes off the clothing. Yarad v'taval, goes into the mikvah. Again, this is the mikvah atop the besa parva there in the azara. Alav v'nistapeg, he gets out of the mikvah, he dries off. Hevilo bigdei zahav, they bring him his gold investments, because he can now begin the third of the five stages. V'lavash, he gets dressed into the gold investments, the normal a clothes that Kohen Gadol always wears. V'kidesh yadav v'raglav, he washes his hands and feet, as he does every time that he gets out, or now gets back into new clothing. So this will be a total now of, that's hand washing and foot washing number five. V'yatzava asa es elo ve'el ves'el ha'am. Then he'll now go, and the first thing he does in stage three, according to this Tanur Rabbi Eliezer, is to process, asa to do, which that means all four of the blood avodas. We're talking about the shechita, the kabbalah, the holacha, and the zrika of the blood, both of the ale of the Kohen, that's the, an isle, that's a ram for him, and also the ale ha'am, that's the isle, the ram for the people. Same thing again, that Musaf is, he's just all the steps of it, shechita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika of the blood. Ve'eshivas kvasim temimim b'nei shana. Now the Mishnah says, then he also is going to do the seven sheep, which are the Musaf sheep, Div Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer holds. Now, the truth is that Rebbe Eliezer should not be taken on face value. He doesn't actually mean that those seven Musaf sheep are done right now, here in stage three. To the contrary, they are not. At the end of stage three, after he brings the two rams, the one for the Kohen Gadol, the one for the people, then the emurim that were sitting on the magis, remember on the silver platter we had the sacrificial parts of the bull and goat that were done, the blood was offered on the inside. So now that will be offered on the Mizbeach, Achitza, on the outer altar, at the end of stage three. Then stage four is a whole thing we haven't discussed now, but it would happen, the Mishnah doesn't mention it. Stage four would be, he gets dressed back into his Big Day Lavan, the white clothes, so he can go back to Kadosh Kadoshim to get the fire pan he left in there. Then he'll go back out, take another mikvah and hand wash, and get into the fifth and final stage, wearing his Big Day Zahav again, his usual eight vestments. And then he will offer those seven sheep for Musaf. So even though the Mishnah reads, it sounds as if these seven sheep for Musaf, the Olos, are being brought right after the ram of the people, no, it's only coming in the fifth stage. In addition, besides for those seven sheep, the other Olos of the day will also be brought, according to Rabbi Eliezer, because we're going in the order of the Pesukim, the verses that are laid for, set forth, and so now we're into the verses in Bamidbar, Pinchas, Parshas Pinchas, talking about the Musafim. So he'll bring the seven sheep as Olos for the Musaf. He'll bring another bull as an Ola. And he'll bring the goat as a Chatas, also on the outer altar. And then he'll do the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim, wrapping up the day. He'll do the daily afternoon offering, and you know, we're getting to the end. We'll see more in the Mishnah as to go, but that's the gist of the end of the day. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. So you just have to get out a pencil, so to speak, and write in that when it says he does those shivas kvasim tmimim b'nei shana, those seven sheep in their first year, that only happens in stage five, notwithstanding the fact that the Mishnah makes it sound like they're right back-to-back with the rams. Now, Rabbi Akiva is going to disagree. Now, Rabbi Akiva is going to disagree because he has some drushes here, makes things very complicated, and for us it's a little confounding as much as the halacha is going to follow Rabbi Akiva, so you got to pay strict attention to him and his order. And Rabbi Akiva is actually going to adjust the order of the day, meaning he's going to insert some korbanos, this musafin, to happen a little earlier on the day, back during stages we've already passed as we went through the chronology of the Mishnayos. Okay? So Rabbi Eliezer is going to pick up, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva is going to pick up, and he's going to say, no, those seven sheep are not brought in stage five at the end, but rather im tabid shel shachar hayakraven. They were brought in the beginning of the day, if you will, right after the tabid shel shachar, the morning daily offering, after the Kohen Gadol did the process, the tabid in the morning, he would do the musaf right then and there, the musaf of the seven sheep, as well as the bull, as an ola. The reason why Rabbi Akiva understands that is also, it's basically based on Pesukim, And he understands that when the pasuk in Bamidbar Pinchas, this is Bamidbar Perek Chav Ches, pasuk Chav Gimel 28:23, it says, when it talks about the Musaf, it says Milvad Olas Haboker Asher La'alos Hatamid Ta'asu Es Eila. You will do these Musafin in addition to the Olas Haboker, the morning, that's the reference to the Tamid. So Rabbi Kiva understands that those Musafim are brought immediately after the Olas Haboker, meaning after the Tamid Shel Shachar. And that being the case, he's going to have the seven, Rabbi Kiva's going to have these seven sheep and the bull, that's the Ola bull, the Musaf bull, being offered immediately after the Tamid Shel Shachar in stage one, while the Kohen Gadol is wearing his big day Zav for the first time in the very beginning of the day. And then the Mishnah says, V'se'ir ha'nase b'chutz, as for the goat, which is done on the outside, meaning this is the chatas goat that's brought on the outer altar, also as part of the Musaf, that hayu kraven im tamid shel ben harbaim, that's brought later on in the afternoon, not with the tamid shel shachar, but later on. Again, also based on a verse. The verse says, also in Bamidbar, this is Perk Chavtes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Seir Izim Echad Chatas, bring one goat as a Chatas offering, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim, in addition to the sin offering that's brought for atonement on Yom Kippur, which would mean that you can't bring the goat that's done on the outside until you've done the goat that's done on the inside. So that means it can't happen in stage one because the goat is not offered on the inside, the blood, until stage two when it's in his Beit Lavan in the Kodesh Kodashim. That means it will push the goat that's done on the outside to stage three, according to Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, the order is going to be stage one, you have Tamid Shel Shachar and the seven sheep of Musaf and the bull that's all on the outer altar. Stage two, like Rabbi Eliezer, you'll have... In stage one, that's a contest. Rabbi Eliezer does not have the seven sheep or the bull till later on. In stage two, they both will agree. You have the Kohen Gadol's bull and the goat, the Hashem goat, are done with those 43 total applications. And then the setting of the scapegoat, you'll have the Kriyas HaTorah. And then stage three, according to Rabbi Akiva, now first you'll do the goat, that's the chatas, that's done on the outer altar. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that will wait till stage five. Then, according to both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva, you have the aisle, the ram that's brought for the Kohen Gadol, as well as the aisle that's brought for the people, as the Musaf. Both agree to that. And then the Emurim, the sacrificial parts of the bull and the goat that were brought on the inner offering. And then in stage four, both will agree that you've got the removal of the fire pan from the Kodesh Kodashim. And then in stage five, according to Rabbi Akiva, all you've got now is the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim. Nothing much less else. I mean, I'm not discussing other details like the Ketores and so on, but as far as the animals go, we just have the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer's, before he has the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim, the daily afternoon offering, that will have the Musafim, the seven sheep, the bull as a Ola for a Musaf, and the goat as a Chatas, all in the outer altar, prior to the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim. Okay, now if you look at the words of the Mishnah inside here, again, just like Rabbi Eliezer can't be read so simply, because though it's, you know, the same way he had talked about the seven sheep as if they were happening right away, but they're pushed off to stage five, so too, Rabbi Kiva, although he talks about the last bit, you have the Seir Nasa B'chutz, with the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim, it doesn't actually mean with the Ben Harbaim, the afternoon Tamid. What it means is, not with the Shel Shachar, but later on, in stage three. The best here, I'm going to include, for those who can see it, a like little chart to follow, because that's the best I can do. But that is that's the Mishnah, and the Halach will be like Rabbi Akiva, in the order I just set forth.